Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We give thanks to Almighty Allah. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Juma Mubarak. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to see Ramadan at this moment. You know, Ramadan has not gotten to the half of Ramadan. You know, today is Ramadan 16th, and We are getting closer to the night of majesty, Laylatul Qadr. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I would like to talk to ourselves from the Book of Allah, from Quran chapter 59, verse 18. Because let's look at it. You know, now that Ramadan is coming to an end, because already we have half the month of Ramadan. Today is 16. So 4 days left, we'll be counting down to the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is the night of majesty. So now, how best? Imagine, just let us imagine, if upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us long life, if this Ramadan is our last Ramadan on earth, subhanallah. If Ramadan, this Ramadan 1444 AH, if this is the last Ramadan on earth for us, subhanallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, how then, what is our hope? In the sight of Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Quran chapter 59, verse 18, Allah said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha walitanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Allah said, Oh, you believe. Taqullah. Fear Allah. Walitanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighadin. Now, when you fear Allah, now do account of what you have set forth. First of all, look at yourself, weigh your own deeds, the things you have done that you have set forth to Allah. No, so now let's weigh ourselves. Since the beginning of Ramadan, are we actually fasting the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained us to fast? Is the fasting restraining us to do evil for our second person? Is the fasting restraining us to speak ill of somebody else? Is the fasting restraining us to lie? Is the fasting restraining us to drink? If it's restraining us not to drink, not to eat, it must restrain us not to backbite. It must restrain us not to lie. It must restrain us, you know, not to do any social vices. Be you with your hand, with your eyes, with your nose, with your ear, with your anything, with your leg. Where did you go to during the month of Ramadan? Did you still sit in the company of those that take a call? Subhanallah. Did you go and watch some things, your unnecessary things on phone? Because you have access to your phone. Are you sure you're not using your phone to watch pornographic pictures? Are you sure you're not using your phones to cause issue chaos online? Because Allah has told us on that day, none of us will talk. You are a very good orator. You can talk, you can debate, you will not talk that day. Imagine if this is our last Ramadan on earth, subhanAllah. So let's do the accountability of how well we have been fasting since the Ramadan have commenced. Are we sure that we are going to score the highest point in the sight of Allah? Subhanallah. Because if truly, because we don't know the day, Saat, the hour, nobody knows. And Allah said it. When the time comes, it will not even pass 1 second or deduct from 1 second. So imagine if this year is our last Ramadan on earth, subhanAllah. But just like we are saying it, it is some people's last Ramadan on earth. They don't know. We don't know. But it's just a certainty. It is an unstoppable certainty, something we cannot even change. Imagine if it is our last Ramadan on earth. How well are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah said, let's do account of what we have sent forth. Wataqullah, fear Allah. In Allah, khabiru bima ta'malun. Because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything that we do. Because that day, on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day that we are talking about, when it happens, subhanallah. Allah said, Yawma'izin, auzubillahi minashir, Yawma'izin yasdu nasu ashitatan. You are hamallahu. That day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divide people in groups. Ashtatan, you are ahmalaw, and people will be saying the deeds that they have sent forth. So before you get to that time, you yourself will be doing accountability of all the good deeds. Because it's simple. Allah weighs the good deed and weighs the bad deed. If your good deed outweighs your bad deed, alhamdulillah. You will be seeing what you set forth. That day, your mouth will not talk. You will not be the one talking. It is the mouth that will say what you have visited to do. Your hand will talk, your leg will talk, your face, everything. Subhanallah. Even though if it is a small molecules of good deeds, atom of good deeds you sent forth, you will see it. If it's an atom of bad or evil, you will see it. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we are having hope now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should count us among those that will finish Ramadan so that we can see the month of Allah, we can see the day of majesty, like that's called it. Let's intensify our thoughts. They say by this time, when we're getting to the last 10 days, Prophet will tighten his belt because you want to gain more reward. More reward. Prophet Muhammad said, anybody that met Ramadan on earth, because Ramadan, they said Friday, and alhamdulillah, Juma is an opportunity for us, for Allah, that Allah is not even, is counting us worthy enough that he has not finished us on this earth. It's a blessing for Muslims. So one Juma to Juma is a blessing. One Ramadan to one Ramadan is a blessing. So imagine you are seeing this Ramadan now. We must be able to see forgiveness of Allah in this month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's intensify efforts. So increase in our ibadah as we approach the month of Ramadan. We all know the night of majesty. Prophet Muhammad has taught us what to say. Allahumma inaka afu'u tu'ibu lehafu afu'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please overlook all our bad deeds. Overlook our shortcomings. You love to overlook all this. You love to forgive. Fafwan, forgive us. And these are things that prophet, these are the sayings of the prophet. So if prophet, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even overlooked, he's saying this, how much we? If you are saying this thing and Allah you overlook all your shortcomings, believe me, brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us among people that will be the dweller of a Jannah and give us long life and prosperity in this life, and make sure that we end our deeds in Al Jannah for us. Allahumma amin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and give us the strength to perform well in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Subhanaka Allahumma abihamdik. And ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.